This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Ivan Yuvraj
and Audrey Graj.
Our producer, of course, today is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine. It is 12:04. We'll be with you for about an hour. And if you'd like to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We are talking about empathy and rather logic or emotion when it comes to purchases.
Mm.
We will be touching on empathy a little bit later on, though, because it's the idea of how the empathy economy is booming, understandably so for some people. It is, in theory, the perfect antidote to the anger, the tension and world weariness that so many people currently feel. The logical thinking goes, if everyone put themselves in another person's shoes, they'd be able to see things differently. Or in other words, how can a brand get into your mind and make you buy the things that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about today, folks. So the question for you, when you buy something, is your approach more logical? Do you look at stuff like the price and the quality? Or is it more emotional, like brand values and good ads? Or something like cuteness, Arvin? Hot, young, you know,
hot
baby
young,
Yoda
what?
Kind of yeah. thing. I was going to go hot Yoda, and then it went young Yoda. But what I meant was baby Yoda.
I was liking all the praise so far, and then it just went off like on some tangent.
I could see that, and I thought I better correct myself very quickly before it becomes an entirely different kind of show. So let us know. I'll do that question again so as not to confuse you. When you buy something, is your approach more logical or emotional? Why? Let us know. Get us on Instagram again. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Then we'll be running on to a story. It's a kind of touching story. It's also a little odd, I think, you know, how VR tech has reunited a grieving mother with her deceased child. That's the story we're touching on. And then wrapping up with spot-checking Spotify's podcast empire.
Mm-hmm.
So first up then, let's quickly go around the room when it comes to major purchases, not little purchases, major purchases.
What would constitute major purchases?
Okay, something above 1,500 ringgit.
So like a car?
Well, a car, a TV, you know, a pair of very good headphones, a handset, something like that. Would you be swayed by a very good advert, for example?
Yes. But it also depends. So it also depends on the price, and it depends on what the advert is saying. So if you, let's say you had a pair of expensive headphones, and the headphones cost more than like $1,005,
right?
Then I would try to see how the headphones sounded. I would look at the practical reasons of owning the headphone, what the headphones would be able to do. Do I need the headphones? More than the aesthetics of the headphones. But if I'm getting something for less than that, or like affordable pair of headphones, then I'm going to look at how the how the headphones function, and two, what the headphones look like. So then it's a balance.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But if you're paying so much money, then you might as well look at like how practical it is for you and the function of the device more than the look of the device, because the look doesn't actually do anything for you in the long run.
So for me, I think when I was younger, I was driven purely by emotion, and you know, if the ads were cool and it looked cool, like if you bought yourself a brand new handphone and it felt good in your hand, and you know, it had like the best camera or whatever, whatever the ad said, that would somehow attract me. But I think today, now that I'm much older, I think I'm more logical. I do a lot of research, especially when spending money, and I think I've become more conscious of the cost involved. You might say that this is, you know, vegan. It's vegan or eco-friendly or, you know, like completely green. And that would appeal to me. But at the end of the day, am I paying 10 times the amount just because of all of these things? I would want to research first, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you an example. The new Motorola Razr, right? What were all of your responses when you first saw that?
That it looks good.
Uh-huh.
That I wanted one.
Right, and why did you want one?
You're calling me out on air, Rich.
No. I'm putting myself into this category as well. Why did you want one?
Because it was so nostalgic for me. You know, I had a Motorazr, like the normal one, you know, growing up. And I remember what it felt like to flip and, you know, to answer a call and how cool it looked. And so that kind of resonated with me. And so when I heard that they were coming out with a new a digital one, I was like, yeah.
Right. So I thought, go on.
I was going to say, I'm the opposite of that. So ever since, after my first smartphone, I decided to always go for budget smartphones. Like, I would never go for those, like, you know, high tier, sort of like, what do they call them? Like A-class, or like, you know, that bracket of handphones, because I don't need them. Like, they don't have any function or they can't do anything for me that a budget smartphone wouldn't give me.
Flagship,
yeah. So, flagships are sort of like out of the, out of the radar for me. But so even looking at the Razr, I know that it looks good. I know that it functions well and the reviews have been good so far and stuff. But would I go and buy it? No.
Right.
So that's the thing. I mean, of course I want it. I think it looks cool. Mm. Yes, you know, I would love to have it. But am I going to spend, I don't know, 5,000 ringgit for it? Of course not, you know.
Okay. So then that's a kind of perfect example of when empathy and logic kind of meet and bang heads, right? Because I had this very same thought. When I first saw it, I'm like, ooh, you know, look at that. It looks fantastic. I think possibly I might want to buy one of those. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the emotion and the nostalgia running around in my head. And part of that is because I loved that phone. I loved the look of it. I loved how it worked. Back then, it was I felt incredibly futuristic. And somebody stole it, right? And so
Somebody
stole my phone. And so that for me is like, oh, I can get another one and it be the updated version. Mm. And then I started reading some of the reviews and slightly different to you, Arv. It's the reviews are good, but not great. They're saying, you know, it's a smartphone for this generation. However, it's not as powerful as some of the latest phones. And then the logic part of my brain started taking over. Oh, it's not as powerful and maybe I don't need it. And that's kind of where I'm sat right now. And then, of course, Samsung recently launched the flip phone and whatever. And then again, I'm like, ooh, you know, that ticks all the boxes. It's got that nostalgic kind of look to it, but it is a flagship.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now my brain is completely confused. You know, am I emotional? Am I logical? What am I doing? And that, I think, is that perfect intersection of where we sit right now. And I think a lot of these companies nowadays are managing to do very well with that, because it's all about how can I find the intersection between what the business wants and what the user needs, right? To understand another person, better yet, to empathize with them, is to be able to make something they want and maybe even need. Empathy isn't just getting to the point where you can imagine where another person is coming from. It's feeling where another person is coming from. So that idea of like them knowing people are nostalgic, you know, and how do we leverage on that and make it into a purchase that they're like, I simply couldn't hold back and I had to go and buy this new flip phone. Is where we are.
But leveraging is one thing, and capitalizing on this whole on empathy is a whole other ball game, right? Because you've seen how some corporations just take something that is very sensitive to consumers and then use that for their own gain, right? Like off the top of my head, remember the whole Kendall Jenner, is it Kylie Jenner or Kendall Jenner ad with Pepsi?
The Pepsi thing.
Pepsi ad. It was for how Black Lives Matter, and it was completely blew up in their faces, right? Because there was no, the whole idea and the ad just didn't resonate with the brand and of course the cause of that whole ad, right? So that is how, that is like the worst example of how you can of empathy washing. Is that the term?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that's and as well, of course, with it being award season over in the US and Oscars and Academy Awards. I mean, you're seeing Joaquin Phoenix come up on stage, and you know he deserves the award. In my mind, but then his kind of push with the whole veganism and whatever, also a great kind of medium, a message, right? But I think the problem is he wants us to empathize with him and, you know, get what he's trying to say. But there's also that, hang on a minute, you're a multimillionaire Hollywood star on stage telling us how to behave.
Yeah.
And I think that's that kind of fine line between I love your message. Mm-hmm. The medium is perhaps not the best way of delivering
it. It's not the proper platform.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's where we're going to wrap up. That is the question we are asking you. When you buy something, is your approach more logical or emotional? Do let us know which and why. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. I would take a short break with some music from REM with So Central Rain here on BFM 89.9.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
12:18 here in the studio on Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Audrey Braj.
Producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello again, Christine.
Hello.
Just in case they missed you the first time. If you missed any part of the show so far, we've had about 18 minutes. You can download the podcast. Some of it should be available already in a couple of minutes, going up on our website or wherever you get your podcast from. Also, we are asking that question of when you buy something, is your approach more logical or emotional? Does it look at like stuff like brand values, good price, whether or not you think the thing is cute? Does it appeal to your nature, or does it make you think, oh, that's very nostalgic, like the Motorola Razr, for example, or even young baby Yoda?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do I need it? No. But do I want it? Yes.
Of course. We've all made purchases like that, you know. And it's we're talking about sometimes those two emotions or those two, you know, feelings clash. And you can have an impulse buy, or rather you can make that impulse buy and then you think logically and then you try and justify yourself logically as to why you've bought it. And sometimes that can lead to buyer's remorse. You know, we want to know what you guys think about this. We have had some feedback. We've got some WhatsApps. We've got some tweets. We've got some Insta messages. Let's go with WhatsApp first.
Yeah, so Nigel is echoing exactly what you said. He says that when I feel like buying something I want, I then think about whether I really need it before rationally deciding that I need to buy what I want.
Right.
So you are inceptioning yourself into just spending money.
Purchase-ceptioning yourself.
Yeah, purchase-ceptioning. Raz says that affordability is my main criteria. Of course, we want something that is of high quality, but sometimes we will use that item for just a limited period of time. The item outlasts its usefulness. Case in point, my Sony DVD player.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
There's a tweet here from Uncle Rizal who says, I am hooked on any product endorsed by celebrities like that one time, I think he purchased earphones worn by Ronaldo.
Nico over on Insta Story echoing the same thing again. I think most purchases are made emotionally and then justified logically afterwards. Adrian has said both, but the end, it's impulsive buying. And then Natasha said, because I'm clever, not a bimbo. I'm not sure where that goes. There's another one that says money is my main constraint. So obviously that's a big factor.
So I find that I am pretty much more logical, you know, when it comes to actually taking money out of my wallet or, you know, swiping my card or putting my card details online. When I do that, then it's when it's like, okay, it's crunch time. Like, do you really need this? Can you afford this? Are you just buying this on a whim? But then there comes those micro moments, like, you know, one night where you just can't fall asleep and you are scrolling on Instagram and you see something you like. And
oh,
then
my
it's
thumb
like,
slipped. Look at that. I bought it.
You know, and you're on autopilot and you just put your card details in and then you buy it. And then the next day you're like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
You know, how do I return this before it's even delivered? But, you know, What do you call those moments?
That's an impulse buy.
But it's still emotional. No?
So the impulse buy phenomenon, right? When you go to a supermarket and you've already picked your shopping and you're at the checkout and you're about to spend your money, and then you look up and then you see chewing gum and you see some chocolates that weren't available on one of the other aisles, or you see something else that you know, and they're very clever in the way that they've done it. First of all, it is an impulse buy. It's a last minute, oh, look, I can just put that in. But they also pick specific things there. You know, they generally put stuff that appeals to your childhood, or they'll put little stuff like medicine where it's like, oh, I've got a bit of a sniffle. Maybe I should wipe my hands a little bit. Mm. And you buy that. It's very cleverly done.
The masters of that, I would have to say, is Sephora. Because you can walk around for hours in that store, try everything on, and then, you know, maybe you purchase one thing, you know, you put it on your cart and then you wait in line, and just as you're waiting in line, you've got all these miniature bits and pieces of things that you'd like to try, and you think you're making a good purchase by buying the miniature size, because maybe it's only, I don't know, 20 ringgit when the full size one is 100 bucks, but you're paying so much for like a tiny piece of something, right? And that is where you spend most of your money and you buy things you really don't need. So they are the masters at that.
I'll tell you who else is the masters of that. The fast food chains and the coffee joints, you know. Mm. Do you want to upsize that? Well, I didn't until you asked me. Or, you
it's
know,
only one ringgit.
It's only one ringgit.
Exactly. And your brain just goes, okay. And it's like, logically, it makes sense because you're getting something bigger for what you think is a lesser price, when really it's not a smart
But you're still
move.
Paying more money.
You're still paying more
money. Yeah, yeah. There is this local gaming notebook company. It's where I got my notebook. And what they do is they will add like a premium box for you for a certain fee. So you, when you're buying your notebook, after you've customized it and you've custom made it, they will pack it in like a nice, sleek, black box that you can unbox your notebook with for a fee. So when I saw that, I was like, this is... It's weird, but I can also understand why people would want it. Because if you see the videos on YouTube and you see people who use those unboxing blades and they sort of like, you know, they slice the plastic and they remove the covers and they are removing their laptops, their new laptops from all the cushions and, you know, whatever all the packaging stuff they've used, it's an emotional thing. But why is anyone paying more money for a box? Because you cannot carry your notebook in this box.
It's why we pay more for experiences, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was I was looking, I think it was on the Masses Instagram page yesterday or the day before, and they got a photograph of a pair of sneakers or a poster of them selling some sneakers. And essentially, the poster said, oh, these sneakers are for sale, they're at this price, but we will not be including the box. And the discussion was, we're not giving you the box because we're only selling these to people who actually want to wear them, you know? And that, I thought, was quite smart, you know?
Yeah.
Similar kind of thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Right, we got some Vox Pops, folks. Christine managed a lot of hard work to try and get some Vox Pops because not a lot of people wanted to talk about this for a very odd reason, whether or not you make emotional or logical decisions when it comes to purchases. Why is that? I asked Frieda and she had no problem. I buy it because I like it. That's Frieda. The question we asked was, when you buy something, is your approach more logical or is it more emotional?
Normally both, but mostly emotional. I don't know. When I look at something and I feel like, okay, I got to have this, that's just emotional. And I buy it.
Definitely more logical. When I do need to buy something like a laptop or a mobile phone or charger or a battery pack or whatever, I go online and I will search like 5 different brands. I will read some reviews if it's pretty high end, and I'll try to get like the best value for price.
Logical, because I'm not a very loyal customer. Kind of depends on the price, quality, what I need it for, how much it will actually get the job done. I don't need something like super lavish if I just need, you know. Usually I go for the bare minimum, slightly more, depending on what my budget allows as well.
Depends on what I'm buying. Yeah, the emotional ones are usually tagged to hobbies, stuff that I can't help looking at. But the logical ones come into play where it comes into everyday life, living, furniture, computer stuff.
That's an interesting take, the hobbies thing, right? And I think that's where things get a little bit fuzzy. And that's an ideal world, an ideal word, because I can talk about my guitar pedals right now and fuzz being something I'm very fond of. Now, for the longest time, I've been searching for this. In my head, I've had this particular sound that I wanted, right? And so I went through this process of spending an inordinate amount of money on guitar pedals because they're not cheap. Right. And finally, my logical side of my brain finally got the better of me and said, just go and buy this one, try it out in the shop and see what happens. And it was a fairly cheap pedal. And I plugged it in, turned it on, and it was the exact sound that I'd had in my head for the last 2 years. And had I been a logical being right from the beginning, instead of like, you know, emotional, like, oh, I want this brand, I know this brand is good, I know that brand, I would have arrived there much sooner. And with my wallet being a lot, you know, heavier.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. I think it comes down to passion. Because if it's something that you feel like an emotional, sentimental connection with, then I think you're going to be leaning towards your emotions.
Yeah.
And if it's something that is just practical and you don't care for, like, you know, Arv, like for you, you're just like, a handphone will do this for me, so I'm just going to get that. But if it had like the Night King on it, then would that sway
like,
you?
Like a special edition?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm guessing the same thing happens for people when they buy cars. Like, you can argue that, you know, you just need four wheels and a car that can get you from point A to point B. A lot of people spend more on their cars because they're petrol heads, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
A lot of people like the look of a car, you know, the kind of engine that's in the car, the you know, how the car performs. For someone like me who, you know, I don't care about cars at all, I will always go for the most affordable car there is to get me the same thing from point A to point B as long as it works.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, it all depends on what you need and what you like, I guess.
Yeah.
Indeed, it does. We're going to take a short break on that note. We are asking, when you buy something, is your approach more logical or emotional? Do let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We have a poll running over on Instagram. Currently, the it is 83% of you are making purchases logically. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Time for a break. Music from the Yardbirds with Heart Full of Soul. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with a KLCI update and then story number two, that VR tech that reunites a grieving mother with her deceased child on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.